rolling hillsides, rocks all around them. In many cases, there are military establishments nearby. And this place, this is a place about which most Israelis have no knowledge at all. It's the place where, when enemy fighters are killed, they're buried. In fact, this sign on a locked gate in the middle of nowhere basically says, this is the place where enemy fighters are buried. Respect this place and don't step over the graves. The black sign here in Hebrew says row four, row after row after row. And then the red signs to the right indicate a number which corresponds to a master ledger which the Israeli forces keep. Whatever identities they have of those who are buried here are kept on a sheet that is very much in secret. At one point, the son of the Hezbollah leader, Hassan Nasrallah, his son Adi, was buried right here. He was killed after the last Lebanon conflict began in 1982. His remains were buried, at least for a while. It was September of 1997. He was shot and killed right here in a nighttime ambush by Israeli forces. Hadi Nasrallah was 18 years old in his first battle in the Lebanese village of Sujud, then under Israeli occupation. His remains identified through this very videotape, which has never before been shown on television anywhere. His body buried after headlines screamed of his death. Then months later, the casket delivered from Israel to Beirut, the Hezbollah leader laying his hand on the body of his teenage son. The Germans brokered an exchange, Israeli remains held by Hezbollah, for these, just as they now try to facilitate the return of the two Israeli soldiers kidnapped on the Lebanon border just more than 2 weeks ago. We have no way of knowing whether Hezbollah fighters from this particular conflict have yet been buried here. The army won't talk about it. But we can see along this white strip of sand here, to the middle of the plot and just to the right, newly turned earth. At very least, as this conflict reaches resolution, the sense is the locked gates will be unlocked again.